Track 11, David Clayton Meets. Today, David is reminiscing about the days before the internet, when the radio was the go-to form of communication for everything you needed to know about, well, about everything.
Just the other day, I was doing one of my talks about, you know, a lifetime in broadcasting to the fair folk of Wickhampton in Norfolk, and I mentioned that in the early days on Radio Norfolk of information that we give out, one of the most important things was the chemist rotor. And somebody said to me, whatever was the chemist rotor? And I sort of thought back and remembered that what we had to do, particularly out of hours of evenings and weekends, was read out a list of which chemists were open in which towns in Norfolk. And it was really important information, to the point that some people would ring the radio station and say, when are you giving out the chemist rotor? Because before the internet, when you could perhaps look that up, and before shops and supermarkets open all hours of the day and night, where there might be a pharmacy, you couldn't get medicines. And if you just got an urgent prescription, you'd need to know the chemist rotor. So that was something we had to do on the radio going back 30, 40 years. The other thing that filled up our time in between the records, apart from chatting and everything else, was what we called the What's On Diary. Now, that was a list of events which were on the particular day you were broadcasting, non-profit making or charity events, village fetes, that sort of thing, that you could give out and let people know where they might want to go on the day. And lots of people used to write in and say, oh, David, can't you just mention it a week in advance? And you go, well, not really, you see. If you start mentioning them a week in advance, and you also mention stuff that was on the day, what sort of confusion would there be? I can tell you, there would be absolutely loads of it. So we always used to do the What's On Diary, which in the days, again, before the internet, we had a little wodge of papers with little events on, sometimes accurate, sometimes not in terms of timing, but that was something you had to do as a radio presenter. And the other thing that took up, or could take up, a whole lot of our time presenting was lost pets. I have a theory that at any time in the county of Norfolk there were 200 dogs on the loose, 200 cats and 400 people looking for them. There was always a lost pet, and once you read one out, other people would start saying, well, I haven't seen my dog for 3 weeks, please can you give that out? So it was, in a way, a vital service. In a way, it was a bit of a noose round our neck, because you could take up a whole programme trying to find animals for people who'd lost them. I suspect, and I don't have a pet myself, I suspect it's a hazard of having one, that they'll go walk about from time to time. Anyway, lost pets were a thing that you could do a whole programme on, but you wouldn't want to because it's just a long list. But it reminds me of a story, a local radio story, which didn't happen to me, but I'll tell you what did happen to do with lost pets. A colleague of mine on another radio station somewhere in the country was doing a phone-in, a weekly phone-in with the vet. Very popular, lots of pet owners would try and get a bit of free advice via the radio, and often did. And they took a call halfway through this phone-in from a distressed elderly lady who sort of came on the phone, and she'd obviously said to the person taking the call, I'd just like to ask a question about my dog, you know. And so they put her on. And as soon as she got on, she said, oh, I hope you could help me. She said, my dog, I haven't seen him for 3 days. I don't know where he is. He's a little Jack Russell. He's got a black face and a speckled body and a wagging tail, answers to the name of Cyril, which was interesting. And she said, I haven't seen Cyril for 3 days and I am distraught. And so the presenter, it wasn't a phone-in about lost pets, said, OK, well, tell us as much as you can. Well, she said, I live in this district of the town. She said, he went missing 3 days ago. He normally always comes back, but he hasn't. And then there was a slight commotion at what was her front door. You could hear it coming over the phone. And she just said, oh, just a minute, put the phone down on the table in the hall, rushed to the door, opened the door to hear a yap, 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 clearly a dog at the door. And she came back to the phone and she said, oh, thank you very much. Your radio station is brilliant. He's heard me appealing for him and he's come straight back. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, David. And thank goodness Cyril returned home safe and sound.